Oh, coming up, we got the sounds of the week, Mac, as you like to call it.
The good, the bad, the ugly of the previous week condensed into about 2 minutes.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so hilarious.
It kicks off your weekend the right way.
Yes. We'll do that in a second, but first...
The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, so we see how the president did this week. We'll each do a hit, something he did well. Each do a miss, something that he did not do well.
Hit.
Mac, you're first. Your hit for the president.
My hit for the president is that in a recent interview on Fox News, the president said he is working on rules for reporters. I mean, how pathetic is this? But I totally get it. After what Jim Acosta did from CNN, and they, you know, revoked his press credentials.
He was hogging the microphone.
Yes, that Trump actually has to make a rule for how to conduct yourself. And Trump specifically said that one of the rules was that reporters can't keep asking questions or we shut the press conference or whatever. We shut it down. So I, you know what? I actually agree with that. It's just sad that grown men and women have to be told how to do their job. The president gave out the Medal of Freedom at a Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House today.
Oh.
Trump lauded the Supreme Court justice and his wife, posthumously, Antonin Scalia, conservative justice.
Passed away a few years ago.
Well, his wife was there to accept the medal posthumously for her husband. And Trump, of course, had to say something stupid.
And their 9 children, Anne, Jean, John, Catherine, Mary Claire, Paul, Matthew, Christopher, and Meg. You were very busy. Wow. Wow. I always knew I liked him.
Totally unnecessary. That's what being Catholic's all about. You know, you have a bunch of children. Scalia ain't one of your, you know, Playboy buddies that you used to hang out with in Trump Tower. Okay? You insulted him and his wife.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses.
Hit.
Okay, my hit is that the president is actually asking questions about Mike Pence's loyalty.
The vice president?
Yeah. I think Trump is starting to put it out there that, you know what? In 2 years, I might have to get another running mate.
Come on.
I don't think Mike Pence adds anything to the White House. I'm not a big fan. I don't despise the guy or anything like that. I just think that he is a lapdog. I don't think he
wouldn't
has
that be loyal,
Trump's
though?
Ear. Oh, I'm just saying, me personally, I don't think he adds anything
to the ticket.
Yeah. So is Trump starting to put out, you know what, Mike Pence, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, keep you around. I would be interested in Trump having another running mate. I would actually like to see that. Yeah. So if he's thinking Mike Pence's head is on the chopping block. Let's go down that road.
Who would you want to see, though? Ben Carson?
Oh, no.
I mean, who's going to take that job?
I don't have that answer yet. Jim Sharp?
Jim Sharp?
Very good.
Arizona's Morning News?
Well,
miss.
Okay, Mac, here is my miss for the president. He said that in Florida, there were people who voted twice. They went in and they voted and then they left and they went to their cars and they got in a disguise and they went back in. Mr. President, you got to give me some proof on that because I'm calling BS. I don't think that ever happened. I don't think people are voting twice. I don't think people are in disguise. That's the Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. That'll do it for the show. Everybody have a great weekend. We get the sounds of the week coming up in a second.
Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.
The sounds of the week brought to you by Blue Sky Pest Control.
Better technicians, better service, and Rosie certified. Schedule today at blueskypest.com.
Mac's having a coughing fit. Let me get you some Kinetico.
Yeah, thank you.
Ugh. You're not supposed to do that before we come back.
I can't help it.
Mac is swallowing water now.
Jeez.
Mac has put the water down.
Jeez.
I've always wanted to do play-by-play. You know, facts matter on this show, and we've installed, I guess, a new rule that if one of us is incorrect on a fact,
we get our hand smacked.
DPS took it down, sorry.
They get it right, man.
I know.
You know what? Give me your hand. There you go.
Hey!
That's what you get, man.
Ow!
Facts matter, man.
Sting.
I know. You could chopper him in?
Get in the chopper.
Get in the chopper.
We have to guard the southern border.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Border Patrol.
More from Jeff Flake.
So they're not forward.
All right, I'm bored. Let's
would he have a cameo in the Arnold Schwarzenegger? Flake could have a cameo in that movie of the Border Patrol. Why are you only 90 miles?
We're 90 miles because we're not needed yet. Get in the chopper.
All right, enough of your chopper stuff. Thanks to Jeff Flake for boring us. There was a man named Christopher Grayshock.
Grayshock.
Grayshock. So I said.
Okay.
He was so upset.
That you mispronounced his name?
That I mispronounced his name, that his Jets got whooped.
Yeah.
That he got drunk and was charged with drunk driving.
Remember that couple who raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for
who
a homeless man
guy?
And helped him in their time of need?
I don't know. Do you want his name?
It sounds like he just woke up and gargled with razor blades.
Hey, I'm sorry just, I'm late. Remember the feel-good story?
It was a feel-good.
Is this the same
Who
guy?
Is this
Why
guy?
Why do we have this guy?
It's like Tone Loke and Fat Albert had a child. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Sounds like easier.